Yes.
Secretary Wirtz, 2191.
Hello, Mr. President.
Bill Moyer said that George Meany said he's worried about the budget. That disturbed me because he told me yesterday it was a wonderful thing, and I told him it was going to be 2 or 3% off or over or under, but that every damn dime we were taking was going into people, and that in any event, we'd spend as much money this year as Kennedy spent. If we got a tax bill, we'd spend several billion more. If we didn't, why, we'd spend as much.
Well, I had an hour and a half with him. I was with him an hour and a half this morning. I didn't know at that point that where it was to come out, and we got the impression that that this would present a real question. But if you're concerned about it beyond that, why don't I indirect feeler on
it? I sure you ought to, and I think you ought to take Walter Heller's statements and tell him that. In the first place, we didn't put accelerate public works in there because that's the thing for Congress to do, and they're going to do it anyway. Second place, we're going to spend more money than Kennedy spent. Kennedy's up to 98.4 now, and we're 79.9. I mean, he was at 98.4, and we're 97.9.
Right.
So there's a difference of between $400 and $500 million, and that difference is probably the acceleration of the Defense Department spending this year, so to get it in this year. Now, we think that they'll put in $1 billion to accelerate public works.
I'm sort of taking your signal on that and taking the liberty of dropping a word here and there.
We don't want to get on record, we don't want to get encouraged, but we think that they'll shove us.
Yeah.
We think they'll also shove us a good deal on reclamation and on flood control because our starts are small starts instead of big ones where they just produce reclamation in California. They had $165 million that they just wanted to raise cotton, and we just didn't think that was wise. We think that if they historically do what they do in election year, that they'll put a good deal of this stuff in, but we're not going to let them take it and beat our brains out. And one Republican congressman said to the Republican senator, said, hell, he didn't leave anything in here for the Republicans, did he? And the fellow senator said, yes, he did. Said, what the hell can we do? Said, well, we can always declare war.
You know that George Meany's general reaction is very, very
powerful. Well, I took everything he had in his message and I put in my message.
I spent an hour yesterday afternoon with him, an hour and a half this morning, and in general, it's fine. Now, if I may suggest this, I can make an indirect check.
You just do it, and if you need to, you go over there, and if you need to, you get Walter Heller to go over there.
All right.
And nobody's ever charged me with not wanting to employ my people and spend it, and I thought labor... The thing that they're going to give me hell about is they're going to give me hell about the poverty and about the health, education, and welfare in this budget. And where we're going to have our fights is on the extended coverage and the very things that Meany wants, poverty.
He knows that.
If Meany's going to start fighting us, well, there ain't no percentage in it for us.
I don't think he will.
I could have cut $600 million out in wage increases. But I didn't want to do that for these poor federal employees. They've got nothing. But I doubted that we ought to be recommending wage increases in this election year. But I left it in there. But
I'll let you know if there's too much.
You do that, and you get Walter Heller, and you talk to any of these columnists or newspaper men we can, and I think the point we ought to take is our budget's about what Kennedy spent.
Right.
About the same. Now, if we get $11 billion tax cut, we're going to be that much better. If we don't get it, Congress is likely to increase two or three things we cut pretty hard anyway. And where we saved our money was 700... wait a minute, honey. Wait just a minute. Where we saved our money is roughly $700 million in atomic energy.
Right.
And why they want a nuclear WPA in labor, I don't know. They haven't got 300 people working on it.
Right.
We cut down 300 jobs, that's all. And we've taken that money and put in labor and health education, and they ought to understand it. Okay.
I talked with Walter Reuther yesterday. Yep. You have a tentative lunch or
breakfast
date with him. Now, he's got a very interesting suggestion to make to you about the Studebaker thing, which he's holding very much privately. He hasn't talked to anyone else about except with me. and which I think you'll be very much interested in hearing about as soon as.
All right. Okay, I'll call him and talk to him.
Okay.
All right. Now, you got any?
I think it'd be better if you'd not say to him that
right.
I said anything
okay,
about that.
Now, would you tell me anything I ought to say to Dave Lawrence's housing committee on the Negro question?
No, not offhand. I'd have to. Is that today?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Dave Lawrence's housing committee on the
Discrimination. You know,
on Negro. I don't know the circumstances well enough to risk a suggestion to you right now. I've had to check it.
No, that's all right. I just don't know.
Okay, fine.